Yastveta yurdvito nando. Bhavadibhir mamanuvratai. Sa ev anumato smabhir. Munayo deva helanat. Yaha, which, to, but, etayo,
regarding both Jai and Vijay,
dritaha, has been given, dandaha, punishment, Bhavadbihi, by you, Mam, me, Anuvratahi, devoted to, Saha, that, Eva, certainly, Anumataha, is approved. Asmabihi, by me, Munayaha, O great sages, Deva, against you, Helanat, because of an offense. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O great sages, I approve of the punishment that you who are devoted to me have meted out to them. Four Kumars cursed Jai and Vijay. Narayan is saying, I approve of your curse. There's no purport, so I'll read the next verse. Tad vak prasadayam yadya rama daivam param hime. Tadhityatma kritam manye yatswa pungbir asat kritaha. To me, the Brahmana is the highest and most beloved personality. The disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me, because the doormen are my servitors. I take this to be an offense by myself. Therefore, I seek your forgiveness for the incident that has arisen. Purport. The Lord is always in favor of the Brahmanas and the cows. And therefore it is said, Go Brahmana Hitayacha. Lord Krishna or Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also the worshipable deity of the Brahmanas. In the Vedic literature, in the Rig Mantra hymns of the Rig Veda, it is stated that those who are actually Brahmanas always look to the lotus feet of Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashyanti Suryaha. Suri literally means mystic poets. Those who are qualified Brahmanas worship only the Vishnu form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which means Krishna, Rama, and all Vishnu expansions. The so-called Brahmana, who is born in the family of Brahmanas but performs activities aimed against the Vaishnavas, cannot be accepted as a Brahmana. Because Brahmana means Vaishnava and Vaishnava means Brahmana. One who has become a devotee of the Lord is also a Brahmana. The formula is Brahma Janatiti Brahmanaha. A Brahmana is one who has understood Brahman. And a Vaishnava is one who has understood the personality of Godhead. Brahman realization is the beginning of realization of the personality of Godhead. One who understands the personality of Godhead also knows the impersonal feature of the Supreme, which is Brahman. Therefore, one who becomes a Vaishnava is already a Brahmana. It should be noted that the glories of the Brahmana described in this chapter by the Lord himself refer to his devotee Brahmana, or the Vaishnava. It should never be misunderstood that the so-called Brahmanas, who were born in Brahmana families, but have no Brahminical qualifications, are referred to in this connection. Why do we take interest in certain things? The Tulsi plant and other things, because Krishna is interested in them. They're dear to Krishna. So among the things that are very dear to Krishna are the Brahmanas. Therefore, we should always show respect to the Brahmanas. The prayer is, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Is that it? So Krishna, Brahmanya Deva, he is dedicated to the culture, the Brahminical culture, which means the culture that follows the authority of the Brahmanas. The culture is established by the Brahmanas. Other parts of the world, other times in history, we have different kinds of cultures, but mostly barbarian culture. Culture is founded by barbarians, bloodthirsty warriors and others, not even real kshatriyas, just you know, low-class warriors. And crooked priests, crooked politicians, and they've established our culture. In the modern world, we have culture established by the companies who manufacture goods and the advertising companies who convince us that we need to buy these things even though we don't need them. And this is our modern culture, consumer culture. It's established by businessmen, materialists. But Brahmanya, Brahminical culture, is established by pure souls. And such a Brahminical culture is spiritually progressive. The consumer materialistic culture or the barbarian culture of bloodthirsty conquest, like the Tatars or the Huns, just ran around the, Vikings. They would just, you know, conquer other people and slaughter them and take all their property and conquer. And that was their culture. Plenty of that in the history of the world. And now the modern world, we have this conquer in the form of consumerism. We destroy all existing cultures in the world and replace them with, you know, Walt Disney and Microsoft and pre-made design products. The medical culture is founded and directed by persons who can understand the real benefit that can be done for human beings, the real purpose of human life. So the Brahmanas, therefore, are respected. When they direct human society, and human society is going in the right direction towards spiritual perfection. Therefore, Krishna is Brahmanya Devaya. He's very interested in the Brahmanas. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya. Krishna is interested in the benefit, doing good. First of all, for the cows and the Brahmanas. And then, Jagat Hitaya, after that, for the rest of the world. Not that he doesn't care for the rest of the world. But if the cows are taken care of, and the Brahmanas are taken care of, then the rest of the world will also be taken care of. Naturally. When the Brahmanas prosper, when they're allowed to function as Brahmanas, and when they're supported, they can give direction, guidance, and training, Hare Krishna, to the Kshatriyas, who can manage things, who can rule. Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, rulers and the managers. They are meant to be directed by the Brahmanas. So when the cows and the Brahmanas are taken care of, everyone else is taken care of, naturally. Therefore, Krishna is first of all himself interested in the cows and the Brahmanas, and then everybody else. because Krishna has such respect for the Brahmanas, we cannot get angry at them, even although Prabhupada talks about Nam Vaishnav is not really a Brahmana. But even if he's only a member of a Brahmana family, we have to respect him. We don't have to trust him. He's not a Vaishnav, we shouldn't trust him. We shouldn't even listen to him. We have to show him respect. If he asks for something, you should give it to him. Well, I guess not necessarily, but anyway, you should show him respect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to perform Shraddha for his father. The place where Lord Vishnu's feet are there in Gaya is famous for avaricious pandas. And they attacked Lord Chaitanya too. But he pleased them with his sweet words. He didn't give them any money, but he sent them away happy, despite his sweet words. So like that, we don't have to give money to someone who doesn't deserve it, but we should be respectful. This is a story of Nringa. He made a mistake. He was giving, I don't know how many cows, hundreds of thousands of cows in charity to the Brahmanas. One cow wandered away from the Brahmana he gave it to and went into the herd of another Brahmana. And there was a quarrel of who actually has possession over the cow. And Nringa offered, I'll give you both, thousands of cows. Don't worry, forget about this one cow. I'll give you both thousands of more cows. They refused. Both Brahmanas insisted they wanted that particular cow. So Nringa was cursed. They cursed him. And what did Krishna say at the end of the story? Funny story. It wasn't his fault. It's a circumstance. The Brahmins were being unreasonable. But Krishna told the motto of the lesson of the story that Krishna told, he was telling the story to his sons. He said, don't ever even think about taking the property of a Brahmana. Brahmana is very dear to me. I warn you, my sons, be careful. Don't ever touch the property of a Brahmana. So that was Krishna's lesson to his sons, that Brahmanas have to be respected. And if someone takes the Brahma swap, takes away what belongs to a Brahmana, then it's a very serious sin. Krishna is very displeased with that. And although Prabhupada says real Brahmanas are only Vaishnavas, that even someone who's just claimed by birth to be a Brahmana, we have to show external respect. Just like we have to show respect to a sannyasi, even if he's a Mayavadi. We don't disrespect him. We offer respect to the dress, to the outfit. The sannyas order. But we don't ask for spiritual instruction. We don't associate too much with them. But the real Brahman is, according to the Rig Veda, we're always looking at the lotus feet of Vishnu, or the supreme abode, a padam. It means what it can mean, abode. Om Tad Vishnu. Paramam padam sada pashyanti suryaha. The suris are the authors, or not the authors, the seers of the Vedic mantras. The rishis who saw the Vedic mantras in their meditation. They didn't write them, the mantras are eternal, but they perceived the mantras. They were able to pass them on to us, human society. These are called suris. In the Sri Sampradaya, they call their alwars Divya Suris, Divine Suris. The alwar poets, same category, suris. And Prabhupada identifies suris with Brahmanas. The best Brahmanas are these Vedic sages as a category. They are so powerful they can receive forgotten mantras in their meditation. That's the first class rishi. The second class rishis are called Shruta rishis. They can't perceive by themselves forgotten mantras in their meditation. They only know what they've heard from their predecessors, from their acharyas. So they're called Shruta rishis. And then there's the descent down to the ordinary Brahmanas, who only know what they've read and what they've been taught. But this parampara, this continuous culture of Brahmanas, is what sustains human civilization.
The demigods manage the universe, but it's the rishis who give spiritual guidance. And down on the earth, it's the Brahmanas who are the representatives of the rishis. The earthly Brahmanas, Bhusuna, earthly demigods, that's another name for Brahmana.
The demigods are just managers. The real directors, the real guides, are the rishis. Well, I've said everything I can about that.
Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Yes, please. In the previous verse, last two words were Deva Hela Mad.
Yes, because of offense against Deva.
Yeah.
So actually, Helena means neglect. Yeah. Talk about what Deva means.
So my question is, Prabhupada translated against you, so it looks like Sanatan, all of it belongs to the category of Devas, or how is it?
Well, yeah. If you lump together the demigods and the rishis, then they can all be called devas, superhuman beings, effulgent, superhuman entities. The ordinary demigods live on Swargaloka, and the rishis live on the planets above that. So they can also be called devas. We're not talking about Indra. Okay.
And also, this word, Suri, you explained.
Yeah.
Is it somehow related to that Sufi?
I don't know. What is Sufi supposed to mean?
Well, we also say it's a mystic poets, we say things.
I don't know how the F got there.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's Persian, so I'm not sure how Sanskrit turns into Persian. There might be a connection there. Suri and Sufi. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. You have the question.
According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, actually in Kali Yuga there are no Brahmanas. Everyone is a Sudra.
Everyone is born a Sudra.
Yeah.
But by Vaishnava training, you can't become a Brahman.
Not by just being born in a Brahman family. But by Manu says, Kalal Shudra Shambhava. Everyone is born a Shudra. But you can be purified and elevated to a status of a Brahmana by proper training. So, Lord Chaitanya, he associated only with Brahmanas mainly. Most of his devotees were Brahmanas. So it's not that he considered that nobody's a Brahmana. He was very much into Brahminical culture. Himself and the people he associated with were mostly very learned and abundant Brahmanas. So he recognized Brahminical culture. He was steeped in it. That was the culture of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. The idea is that you become a Brahmana by proper training, by devotional training, and also scholarly training. You have to study the Shastras. But as Prabhupada points out, that someone who's not a Vaishnava cannot be a real Brahmana. Yeah, you can become a Brahmana with proper training. Okay?
Yeah. We're looking at these verse number 2, and I'm saying in Sanskrit that, you know, having acted disdainfully towards you, they committed a great error. And it was weird that the first action was that they acted in a bad way towards Lord Narayan. You know, having done that, they converted
that. Is that Narayan speaking? Verse 2 was spoken by Narayan. I'll check. Let's look at it. Well, yeah. Yeah, and then he clarifies that I've committed the offense because they're my servants. It goes together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's saying that, yes, I'm sorry, my dear Kumara, that you've been offended by my servants. And I have to take responsibility for that because they're my servants, and it really is me who made the offense. That's what he says in verse 4.
Well, okay, in verse 2, he says that JBJ, they offended me. Having offended me, they offended you better.
Because of ignoring me. Well, Lord Narayan would have never stopped. If he knew about it, he would not have stopped or sanctioned the stopping of the four Kumaras from entering Vaikuntha. So that's neglecting the desire of Lord Narayan. They were acting out of line, acting on their own idea. That who are these little guys? What are they doing here? So in that way, they were going against Narayana, or neglecting, a better word we could use. Anyway. Hare Krishna. Wait, anything else? Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.